Well, just a week ago, we talked about the inevitability that war would break out in Congress over the tax bill, and war has broken out this past week over the tax bill. And it is a brouhaha, to put it mildly. It may turn into a melee when all is said and done, because there are members of Congress that are very upset over a proposal to eliminate the deductibility of state and local taxes on the federal return. We're talking about state income taxes in the vast majority of states that have them. We're talking about property taxes in all states that have them. We're talking about sales tax in the vast majority of states that have them. So all of these deductions, not to mention things like the city wage tax in Philadelphia, just to give you one example, it's very substantial. We're not even talking, well, we can add that to the pile, right? All of these taxes that are paid by citizens across the country would be not tax deductible under the tax reform proposal. And that's a big deal, because when you take that deduction, for the most part, you get a lot of that money back, depending on how much you earn, because you do get phase outs as your earnings multiply. But for the vast majority of citizens, you're talking about a substantial amount of money that is returned to you when you take that deduction on an itemized return. Of course, we're only talking here about itemized returns when we talk about these various deductible areas. And so this is the second time that I think it's fair to say that a major tax proposal designed to raise revenue to help offset all of the tax reductions in the bill that is being talked about has run into a stone wall. And I do mean a stone wall. Remember the border tax. Now, we were told that a border tax would be levied, and that that border tax would create a tremendous amount of money that could be used to offset tax reductions for corporate taxes and the so-called pass-throughs, the business, over 90% of the businesses in that category, subchapter rests and things of that sort. Well, some money had to be raised to offset those tax reductions because they're enormous. They're in the billions. No, actually, they're more than that, aren't they? They're in the trillions. They're in the trillions over a 10-year period, which is when they're measuring a lot of this, over a 10-year horizon. And so we had this situation where the pushback on the border tax was overwhelming. It was so great that it died of its own weight. And the border tax is a thing of the past. It's not going to happen. So then that raised a new issue. Well, wait a minute. We still have to generate all this money for these tax reductions. And so they came up with a new idea to eliminate the deductibility of your property taxes, your state income taxes, your sales taxes, your city wage taxes, whatever taxes you pay at the state and local level. And that was going to raise $1.8 trillion in new revenue at the federal level over 10 years. And then the pushback started. Remember, just last week we said this is going to be a war. And the war is on. And fighting on the other side, representing the other side, are all the members of Congress from the states, not all, but most of the members of Congress from the states that pay high state income tax and sales taxes and you name it, property taxes. And now the war is on. And the representatives, including GOP representatives in the majority, we're talking about a lot of politicians who are saying, we're not going to do this. This is not going to work for our constituents. And it's a battle royale. And I don't know how they're going to get around this. It looks like it could be another stone wall for the creation of new revenue. Now, there are two new proposals at the end of this week that are being discussed. And all of this is, for the most part, on background because, let's face it, we are nowhere near a tax bill. Nowhere near. We don't even have one in sight. We just have talk right now. And so one of the new proposals is, okay, well, we're getting so much pushback. People are so upset about this proposal to eliminate the deductibility of state and local taxes. We have, let's try something different. Let's put a limit on who would be impacted by this proposal. And the first suggestion is, let's limit it at $400,000 of taxable income. So under this discussion, the only people that would be affected by the elimination of the deductibility of state and local taxes, remember that includes property taxes, income taxes, sales taxes, would be people making over $400,000 a year in taxable income. So then they ran the numbers on that idea, and guess what? Well, you know this. Who pays the taxes in the United States? The people who make the most money are the people who pay the taxes. We all know this. And so they ran the numbers, and guess what happened? Just what you would expect. Since the people who make the most money pay the most taxes, the vast majority of the benefit goes away if you put on a $400,000 limit. And the bottom line in all of this is they lost most of the revenue through that calculation. And so we're in a situation now where we could say that this idea to eliminate deductibility of state and local taxes is in big trouble. Big trouble. And then a new proposal has to come out this weekend. Okay, let's give people a choice. This is not going to happen either, believe me. Let's give people a choice. You can deduct either your taxes, your state taxes, or you can deduct your mortgage interest. Now, the reason that's not going to work is if you give people a choice between deducting their state and local taxes and deducting their mortgage interest, they'll simply change their behavior to avoid the tax because it'll be easy to do. It'll be easy to change your behavior and avoid or minimize the tax. Therefore, the revenue won't happen anyway. Other things that have been discussed out there are controversial. But these items involving the elimination of deductibility, wow, these are really, really hot potatoes. And there are various other items in the tax bill discussion that are out there that some of them are popular. I think doubling the standard deduction is popular. Doubling the standard deduction, increasing the zero tax bracket, a larger zero tax bracket. I think that's popular. Simplifying the number of brackets from 7 down to 3 or 4. I think that's popular. Eliminating the alternative minimum tax. That looks pretty popular. The repeal of the federal estate tax seems to be highly controversial, and that is a real hot potato. Reducing the top rate from 39.6 to 25% on subchapter S, sole proprietor, and partnership tax returns, that is a hot potato. That's one of the biggest tax cuts in the history of the country for those that have their own business. Remember, over 90% of businesses in the USA are in that pass-through category. Reducing the corporate tax rate makes good sense when you look at the lack of competitive tax rates that exist in the United States relative to other industrial nations. But that one might be a hot potato. They're also talking about allowing for the immediate expensing of new investments in depreciable assets made after a certain date, which the date they're using is a date in late September of this year. So all of these things are out there, some of them very hot potatoes. One of the things that is going to make it harder for the tax bill going forward, and it's already really, really hard. A new CBS poll out this weekend says 58% of Americans say the tax bill proposal favors the wealthy. 58%. That could make it more difficult for the tax bill to move forward. I will say this, that one thing that was encouraging in the CBS poll today or this weekend, 21% of those polled said cutting taxes to increase the deficit is a bad idea. It's a small number, 21%, but it does show some knowledge on the part of those being polled. Of course you should not cut taxes to increase the deficit. That's absurd. That's an absurd notion. Cut the taxes to increase the deficit. We already owe $20.3 trillion, and we pay the interest on it every day. So that would be the same as you and your household saying you want to cut your income and increase your annual spending deficit. You would never do that. What would be the point of that? We all know where that goes. So there's lots more to come on this one. But I will say this, as every week goes by, I believe this becomes more of a very, very difficult thing to do. You know, I was looking at the last time they did a major tax bill, major tax reform. It was 1986. If I'm not mistaken, that's when that ball went through Bill Buckner's legs at first base. And Mookie Wilson of the Mets was a big part of that play. 1986. Not going to forget that anytime soon. And that is a total of 31 years ago. It's been 31 years since we had a major tax reform bill. There must be a reason for that, right? Of course there's a reason for that. It's really, really hard to reform the tax system. And there's your proof.